From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. While some parts of the Northeast escaped a blizzard, other areas, including Boston and Long Island, were not so fortunate. Around Boston, more than a foot and a half of snow fell. One plow operator in Connecticut said early this morning it was some of the worst snow he's ever seen. Much of Massachusetts is forecast to see about 2 feet of snow. Fred Bever is at member station WBUR.
Plow driver Carmen Mattarelli took a breather early this morning after plowing since 11 last night.
Well, we survived with the blizzard 78. You know, it reminds me. It's light snow. You know, it isn't as heavy. We'll manage.
And so far, the snow has been relatively easy to push around in Massachusetts. Most major roads are clear, and there have been only minor accidents. But the number of power outages is rising and more are expected, particularly on Cape Cod. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Framingham, Massachusetts.
In fact, the storm moved further east than expected, resulted in something of a break for New York City, which received less snow than anticipated. House Republicans are promising to vote to take legal steps against President Obama over his executive actions on immigration. According to House Speaker John Boehner, GOP lawmakers formalized the plans during a closed-door meeting today. Boehner says the proposal would authorize litigation blocking the president's moves that lifted the threat of deportation for millions of people in the U.S. illegally. The House has already passed a bill to overturn Obama's actions, but the Senate appears unlikely to go along. Consumers more upbeat heading into the new year. That's according to the latest analysis from the business research group, the Conference Board. It says its consumer confidence index climbed to a 7.5-year high in January. Consumer confidence has shown signs of improving amid stronger employment growth. A major down day for Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 291 points. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions against Iran or proposing considering the idea. NPR's Michelle Kelman has that story.
New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez says he believes Iran only came to the negotiating table after facing a series of sanctions passed by Congress, and he thinks more sanctions will give the U.S. leverage in these final weeks. But Menendez says he and other senators have written to President Obama to reassure him there won't be a vote until late March.
But we also say in this letter that we remain deeply skeptical that Iran is committed to making the concessions required to demonstrate to the world that its nuclear program is exclusively peaceful by March 24th.
Menendez made the comment at a Senate banking hearing on Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A Texas judge is refusing to throw out a felony abuse of power case against former Governor Rick Perry on constitutional grounds. The judge says the case against the possible 2016 Republican candidate should continue with Perry's lawyers. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Obama made a stopover in Saudi Arabia, where he met with Saudi King Salman, the new head of state in the Arab nation, following the death of Saudi King Abdullah. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One after departing, the president said the two men did not discuss current oil prices. He says the king suggested that Saudi Arabia would continue to play its role in the global energy markets. Obama also said he raised the issue of human rights with the king, but did not discuss specifics. Google is out with plans to expand the company's high-speed internet service. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Tom Bullock reports four cities will soon be getting Google Fiber.
Those four cities are Atlanta, Nashville, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, and as Google's director of expansion, Jill Schumacher, told another North Carolina crowd,
Google Fiber is coming to Charlotte.
Google's network uses fiber optics, not the standard copper cables, to connect homes to the internet at much faster speeds, 100 times faster than the connections offered by most cable and phone companies. Google spent the last year evaluating 9 metro areas for possible expansion of their fiber network. Cities missing out in this round of expansion include Portland, Oregon, San Antonio, Texas, and San Jose, California, the heart of Silicon Valley. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The number of monarch butterflies that have reached their traditional wintering grounds in Mexico has apparently rebounded sharply from last year's record lows. According to officials with the World Wildlife Fund, this year the butterflies are covering some 2.79 acres, up 69% from last year. The orange and black butterflies have been suffering from the loss of milkweed in the U.S. along with illegal logging in Mexico. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.